In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please do be seated. There was once a German monk from Wittenberg, and despite many years of study and his life as a monk, he found himself in great spiritual despair and confusion. The God he thought he was meant to believe in seemed to be a God of punishment, a God for whom he could never do enough, a God he could never satisfy, a God who had unachievable standards. And so his despair and his confusion deepened. He continued to study. And while he was studying Paul's letter to the Romans, he came across a verse that talked about how the righteous shall live by faith. As he pondered this verse, from that point, things changed for this monk. He suddenly understood the concept of grace, that faith is a gift of God. There is nothing we can do that will stop God giving us freely the gift of grace, the gift of being loved and of being restored. We have done nothing to deserve being saved by God. It is by God's grace. This German monk was called Martin Luther. In describing this moment, he said, "Thereupon I felt myself to be reborn." This was the catalyst for his theses, and this was the beginning of the Protestant Reformation. Martin Luther, like Paul before him, understood that our justification is by faith alone. Martin Luther, as Paul before him, had experienced the compassion of God. In our Old Testament reading, we join in with the story of Abraham and Sarah. Theirs is a story of great faithfulness to God. Here we find them beyond hope in old age, never dreaming that they could be parents. God comes to them and speaks with them. God says that they will be parents, that from them generations will flow. Sarah laughs. How on earth can that happen? She is so old, beyond childbearing years. And yet, Abraham and Sarah receive the gift of God's grace, a miracle beyond believing. They experience the compassion of God where all hope had been lost. In Matthew's Gospel, we join Jesus as he is sending out his disciples. We also catch a glimpse of what it is that motivates Jesus to send out his disciples. He looks upon the crowds who have come to hear him, who have come to be healed by him, and he has compassion on them because they are harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. He sends his disciples out to respond to the needs that they will encounter. He sends them out reliant on God's provision, and he sends them out to bring healing and restoration. This approach is something that our brothers and sisters in Kenya would understand all too easily. From the time I have spent there visiting our linked diocese, I have come to learn about how their ministry is shaped by what they call the holistic gospel. They believe that you can't begin to tell anyone about the love of God in Jesus Christ unless you have done something to meet their needs, unless you've made sure they have enough to eat, that they have all the medical care that they need, and that they have access to education. And we see its roots here in Matthew's gospel, where Jesus' ministry is framed by compassion, by a deep feeling that compels him to bring healing and liberation to all the people he encounters. He longs to seek out the lost. Jesus wants no one to be lost in God's kingdom. I wonder what our story is. We've heard the story of Martin Luther. We've heard part of the story of Abraham and Sarah. And we have heard part of Jesus' story and that of his disciples and the people that they were with. I wonder how our stories connect with these stories. Martin Luther reminds us that when we are despairing or confused, God sees us with compassion. When we find ourselves stuck with a God that we don't really want to believe in, God meets us with compassion and brings us to know the God who believes in us. We do not need to try to earn or work for God's love and approval. God simply gives us this love freely. This is the compassion of God. Abraham and Sarah remind us that anything is possible with God. There may be times when we feel as if we have missed out, when we feel a little bit dead inside, beyond hope, beyond the gift of anything we might describe as new life. And yet God meets us with great compassion. God in Christ knows all that it is to be human. And so God can bring something new into our lives, something that will bring us joy and perhaps even laughter. As Jesus responds to the needs of the crowds by sending out his disciples, we are reminded of the compassion that Jesus longs us to receive from him. Here we're reminded that if we are ever scared of being lost, of being left behind, if we ever feel harassed and helpless, Jesus Christ is the one who seeks us out. We are never lost to Jesus. Jesus understands our needs and wants us to learn to trust, to rely on God's provision. All that he longs for us is about bringing healing and restoration into our lives in all the ways that we might need those things. And then, when we have come to know the compassion of God, maybe our response is to share the stories of these experiences with others. Jesus doesn't send us out to convert people, as we hear in Matthew's gospel. Jesus sends us out to bring healing and restoration. It may be that your story, your experiences, will do that for others. God of compassion, your grace and mercy never fail. Deepen our trust in the provision and healing you long to give us, that we may go out into your world bearing the story of your love in our lives. Amen.